But let's have a chat to Graham Begg. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of Graham's stars return to the track that we haven't seen for a while, including Dosh and Butter Chicken. How are you, Graham?
Yeah, g'day, Michael. How are you?
Could be a big day on Saturday for you.
Well, we've got a busy day for that way. We've got six runners from the stable, so, yeah, no, it's a big compliment of runners from our small team.
I'll start with Dosh, because she's probably the most exciting, and we haven't seen her since Cox Plate Day. She's got a lot of speed. Is she ready to win first up?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, she had a nice jump out a couple of weeks ago, and it's brought her up to speed. She's had a very interrupted preparation, unfortunately, for us. Stop-start, so a few different niggly issues, and yeah, she just wasn't right to go back to the race. So we had to take our medicine and just wait and get her back on track. And yeah, and we picked this race out, and we thought that, you know, she wasn't going to be that badly treated with the sex allowance, and then we were claiming on her, so brings her in with 57.5, you know.
And look, all being equal, she's got the class, doesn't she, of the race?
Well, she likes to think so she hasn't lost the speed, and you know, she seems to be in good shape and going into the race. So yeah, we're looking forward to taking to the race on Saturday.
Do you think she's just a real 1,000 metre to 1,100 metre maximum type horse?
Yeah, look, she won't settle if you try to run her in anything else. She's just too brilliant. You know, she just flies the lids and rolls. So, you know, she's got such a high speed, cruising speed. So, yeah, no, that's about her lot in life. She's very fast and very precocious.
Well, that's something good for the punters in the last. I think she's a decent price at $4.
Let's hope so.
All right, okay. race number six, we'll work backwards. You've got Cardinal Gem and not much luck at Flemington last start. Just got held up, and by that stage, the bird is in Star Patrol. It absolutely flown, but hit the line really well.
Yeah, no, he ran very, very well at Flemington, up straight. As you said, the race just didn't quite pan out for him. We went back, he drew an inside gate, and we just sort of tried to get him back and tried to come up the pack. He followed the right horse in the race, Squid Game, but Squid Game never took him anywhere, and then he had to sort of wait and get going, and the race was over. It was a different postcode for the pack, whether he was in to what the winner was in. But he really hit the line really well, and very happy of him.
He's just a horse that can't muster early, even getting to the 1,400?
Look, we're going to try to have him a little bit closer, but I think it's a bit of a balancing act. You don't want to sort of take away their finish by punching them out early too close. But we would like to think that he could certainly be no worse than midfield.
In race number four, you've got two nice chances in Vespertine and Butter Chicken. We haven't seen Butter Chicken for a while, and we know she oozes class. How is she this time in?
Yeah, no, she seems to be going along well. We had to give her a long rest after the spring. She had a bit of bone soreness, so we had to let her get over that. But she's had a couple of recent jump outs. Seems to be in good order, and she's in a good space at the moment.
Which way would you lean, the fitness of Vespertine or the class of Butter Chicken?
Well, I'd say probably the fitness. She's up and racing and had a solid preparation. Just drawn a tad awkward, 12 gates, so she's probably going to have to take her medicine and go back. And she's a bit reliant on speed of the race and if they can run on. But she's in good form, and I think she comes in very well with the claim for Logan McNeil. So, you know, that's another plus. So, you know, hopefully it'll see her, you know, run very well.
Just on Butter Chicken, what have you got planned for her this time in, being the first run, and we're probably getting into the winter months?
Well, look, we just wanted to get her back and just make sure she's back on track that she's back in good form. Look, there are some later races in Queensland possibly we could aim her up for, but if she showed us that she's, you know, back on track, well, we can sort of maybe able to just back off her slightly and aim her up spring, some of the races in the spring, so but we'll let her tell us where she's at on Saturday.
British Columbia goes around in race number three. Really good run, three starts to go in a race where the form has held up behind Jungle Magnate. Didn't get the best of luck at Corfe in a good win at Pakenham last start. So can he make the step up in grade on Saturday?
Most definitely. He's in good order. Looks a good distance range for him, 1,700 metres. He came off winning at Pakenham his last start, carried the 60, so he drops to 54 on Saturday. Look, he'll roll forward and make his own luck on speed. He's a horse that's sort of got a high cruising speed, so we'll take advantage of that and let him free roll along on Saturday and and he's a very fit horse, and he'll give it a good shake.
And then the two-year-old filly in race one, Impel's a good price, but you must have a bit of an opinion of her because you started her off in listed and group races before she resumed at Cranbourne.
Yeah, she started in those early two-year-old races, and she performed credibly. First start, she got knocked out at the start, so she got knocked out of the race virtually, and then up the straight, she finished it off really well behind the good filly from Adelaide, See You in Heaven. So she ran well at Cranbourne. Like, she came off on a track which had the edge off it, and the rail was out. It was very hard to circle them that night and be able to finish it off, but we felt that the last sort of 300 metres of the race was really good.
Gee, it's a good team, isn't it? You've got heading to headquarters. Who do you think's your best?
I'd say probably Dosh.
Let's get the Dosh in the last. Good on you, Graeme. Best of luck.